Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. Eradication of a killer virus sounds like a noble goal. In some cases it is, such as in the case of the smallpox virus. By 1980, we stopped vaccinating against smallpox because, thanks to widespread immunization, we starved the virus of available hosts for so long that it died out. It is a public health success story. Polio will hopefully be next. We're getting close. But smallpox is one of only two viruses that have been eradicated thanks to vaccination. Very few diseases meet the necessary criteria. Eradication is hard and only appropriate for very specific families of viruses. Smallpox made sense for eradication because it was a uniquely human virus. There were no animal reservoir. By contrast, most respiratory viruses, including SARS-CoV-2, COVID, come from animal reservoirs. As long as there are bats in caves, birds in ponds, pigs in mud baths, and deer living in forests, respiratory viruses are only controllable through individual immunity. But it is not possible to eradicate them. There will always be a near-identical cousin brewing in the wings. Even the current strain of COVID is already cheerfully jumping across species boundaries. According to both National Geographic and Nature magazine, 40% of wild deer tested positive for COVID antibodies, as well as captive animals, including dogs and cats. A lot of viruses are not fussy. They happily adapt to new opportunities. Specialists like smallpox eventually go extinct. Generalists like most respiratory viruses never run out of hosts to keep the infection cycle going forever. As long as we share this planet with other animals, it is extremely misleading to give anyone the impression that we can pursue any scorched earth policy that can put this genie back in the bottle. With an outbreak on this global scale, it seems clear that we are always going to have to live with this virus. Omicron is only the latest iteration. From day one, COVID vaccination was always doomed to the same fate as the flu vaccine, a lifelong regimen of annual booster shots to try to keep pace with new variants. There are over 200 other endemic respiratory viruses that cause colds and flu, many of which circulate freely between humans and other animals. We can now add SARS-CoV-2 to the list. It will be with us forever, whether we like it or not. This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.